Joining us on the line, Cathy Munro. Cathy, a very, very good morning to you. How are you?
Good morning. Fine, thank you. And how are you?
Yes, excellent. Thank you. So it turns out even that Lindy went to Bonato Park.
I did.
Really?
Matriculated in 2007.
Wow, would you look at that. Yeah. I had absolutely no idea. All right, so you the chairperson of the Johannesburg Heritage Foundation, and apparently there's going to be a virtual tour of Bonato Park. Turns out that a lot of our, well, even some of our co-presenters and producers went to Bonato Park. Was it an important school in Johannesburg?
Certainly. Bonato Park was, its official name was actually Johannesburg Girls High School, which indicates its status. It was located in Berea, but drew girls from all over the town at its height as that school in that name. It had about 800 girls, and it was the state school where young women were educated and given an education that was very much like a private education. But in fact, remember, they were all white girls.
Right.
It was all part of the standard system of the Transvaal Education Department.
Right.
So it was established originally as a private effort on the part of Miss Fanny Buckland in about 1887,
amazing,
which is why the school traces its history back to the very earliest days. And then there's a long story as to how the school came to be located in Barney Bonato's, what was to be his mansion, and that we knew at school as Joel House, because it was given to the Transvaal Education on the occasion, department on the occasion of union in 1910.
Incredible.
So I'm going to be talking about that history, about the history of Bonato, and the way in which this incredible mansion, which was really going to be at the forefront of Barney Bonato establishing Berea as a premier suburb. Well, that was the idea behind it, because it's something like 12 acres of land there, and it's still there as a school. So today the school is called Bonato Park.
So is that the school, Lindy, where you went to? Was it Bonato Park?
School,
So when did it? Right, sorry, carry on, Cathy.
It changed. Look, it went through a sad history. It was ridiculous by the end of the 1980s to have an all-white girls' school located on the edge of Hillbrow, and you were excluding the very people who needed an education and who happened to be living there. So it ended up with the school closing as a state school, reopening as a private school. That lasted a year or so. And then with the changes in government, it again became a state school. But by then the old traditions had been lost. So it was one of those kind of unhappy stories of transition that could have been managed so much better. When it reopened as a state school, it became Bonato Park, a co-educational school, boys and girls, for children of the area. And the school is still a fine school. They're doing a great job. And I have been to visit the school. You know, you go back and you look for nostalgia and the memories of the place that you were educated in. But in fact, you know, I can only say don't, because you'll find, you will find something completely different and perhaps be delighted and surprised, but in a different way. So it's a matter of changing expectations. But I want to talk about, the ghosts of my childhood.
Absolutely amazing. Lovely. One of our listeners, Ruth Kay, says, I attended Bonato Park Primary School many eons ago. It was an all-girls school then, and it was a great school.
Yes.
So when is this virtual tour taking place for anybody who wants to join?
Okay, the virtual tour takes place on Saturday at 2 o'clock.
Right.
People will need to phone in the phone number. Now, it's on that flyer that we sent through to you,
right.
The number to phone Ira Bond, book a place for girls of who were at the school. If girls identify themselves as having been at the school, we will offer them the tour price of 40 Rand.
Right. Okay. Brilliant.
And that's the members' price. We do need to charge, unfortunately, because we are really trying to keep our organization going during this very difficult time. We normally run tours, and we have had a tour a few years ago. We had a tour of Berea. Berea is a very interesting suburb.
Yeah.
There's still a few of the old houses, but as you know, it became a suburb. Berea and Yeovil and then into Hillbrow became a suburb of high-rise apartment blocks.
Yeah, absolutely. I grew up in Observatory, but the synagogue was in Yeovil, so we would spend a lot. That was very much where we would be.
Yeah, which street did you live in?
Francis Street.
Okay, because I live in Observatory Extension, not that far away.
Absolutely. So, incredible. So, we're going to post this information for anybody that wants to join this tour. Certainly sounds amazing. It is 7:25. Yes. Kathy Munro from the Heritage Foundation and doing amazing work in Johannesburg. And I assume that when they get in touch, they can hear about all sorts of other activities that you're involved with.
Yes, we would like people to join our program. You know, we do have a Facebook page.
Well, that's probably the easiest thing to do then, is for people to get hold of the Facebook page, get all the information there. It's the Johannesburg.
A lot of information there.
Right. The Johannesburg Heritage Foundation. So go and look for them on Facebook, and you can have a look at some of the other activities, some of the other options, how you can join. I think it's an absolutely worthwhile initiative. I think in Johannesburg we've been so quick to discard, and this is something that we need to work to do, is to preserve some of that history. It is.